The CEO's wife started working at the company on her first day while keeping her identity a secret. She was immediately bullied by the department manager just because it was the manager's birthday over the weekend. She demanded that every employee in the department give her a red envelope, and the new woman had to give double. When the woman found out about this, she threw the red envelope back. She said she had no cash. Unexpectedly, the manager told her to transfer money instead. Having had enough, the woman directly confronted the manager. She gave her a verbal lashing. The manager was so angry that she punished them all by making them work overtime. At that moment, the CEO arrived at the company. However, the two had agreed beforehand that her identity as the CEO's wife would not be revealed at work, so they pretended not to know each other. At this moment, the woman teased the manager, saying that the CEO had money. Why didn't she just ask the CEO for it? As soon as she said this, the manager was furious. She decided to teach the woman a lesson. Soon, it was time to get off work. Just as the woman was about to leave, the manager stopped her. She said that everyone had to work overtime today, but the woman said she had already finished her work. Unexpectedly, after hearing this, the manager handed her a quarterly report to analyze. She said if she didn't submit it by the next morning, she would fire her. The woman felt that the manager's arrangement was unreasonable. It was clearly exploiting employees. Saying this, she took out the labor law and explained it to the manager. The manager was left speechless. Seeing this, the woman turned around and left. But the manager stopped her again. She told her to take out the trash. The woman agreed immediately. Unexpectedly, the manager went too far, completely angering the woman. She dumped the trash directly on the manager's head. While the two were arguing, the CEO arrived at the scene. Seeing him, the manager ran up, acting aggrieved, to complain. She said the woman was new, not only refusing to work overtime, but also insulting her. But the CEO ignored her. He simply asked why the quarterly report was only being handled by the woman. He stated that the company valued efficiency, not overtime. After hearing this, the manager thought of another way to make things difficult for the woman. To test the woman's work efficiency, she stated that these documents had to be submitted to her by the next morning. In front of the CEO, the woman did not refuse. She directly agreed to the manager's demand. Just as the woman finished the work after staying up all night, she was so exhausted that she fell asleep. Unexpectedly, to make things difficult for her, the manager secretly took all the documents away. The next day, the manager asked the woman for the documents. Only then did the woman realize the documents were missing. Just as the woman was about to question the manager, the CEO arrived. Seeing this, the manager immediately stepped forward to complain. She claimed that the woman had failed to complete the work and that she should be fired. However, the CEO said that he personally saw the woman working overtime last night, and he had already received her electronic copy of the report. He even praised her work. Unexpectedly, after hearing this, the manager insisted that the woman produce the paper documents. Seeing that the woman couldn't provide them, the manager concluded that the woman had lost them, not only leaking client information, but also causing huge losses to the company. Hearing this, the CEO severely reprimanded the woman and then left. At this moment, the manager finally revealed her true colors. It turned out that she had a crush on the CEO. She believed that the woman was going against her because she was trying to seduce the CEO. She declared that she wouldn't let the woman off, but the woman thought she was crazy. While the two were arguing, a colleague nearby announced that company data had been leaked, and the company had already lost over $100 million. Hearing this, the manager was certain that the woman would be fired. She insulted her and then left. After returning home, the woman anxiously asked the CEO how to resolve the situation, because the manager was pressuring her, clearly trying to make her take the blame. Unexpectedly, the CEO said, "Why didn't she just tell the manager that she was the CEO's wife?" But the woman explained her concerns. Seeing this, the CEO wanted to cheer her up, so he gave her a luxury car and a $1 million handbag. The next day, the woman happily went to work carrying her new handbag. Unexpectedly, when the manager saw this, she insulted the woman, saying she had sold herself to get the bag, and claimed that she was obviously some man's mistress. Just as the woman was about to fire back, a colleague nearby revealed that a mistress of a rival company's executive was working here, and she was involved in the last confidential data leak. So everyone started speculating that the woman was the mistress. The woman instantly became nervous, so she left work early. Unexpectedly, in the parking garage, she saw the manager getting into a car with an unfamiliar man and overheard that the manager was handing over stolen company documents to the man. Then the two engaged in some indescribable activities. After learning this, the woman kept a close eye on the manager's actions. She discovered that the manager not only stole company data, but also deliberately spread rumors that she was the CEO's wife, all in an attempt to seduce the CEO. But the woman didn't take it seriously. She wanted to see how the manager would continue acting, so she suggested that the manager take everyone to visit her billion-dollar mansion. To save face, the manager immediately agreed. Soon, the manager brought everyone to the mansion, but the woman was confused. How did the manager have the keys to her house? Just as the woman was wondering, a colleague accidentally noticed that the manager had the same designer bag as the woman. Seeing this, the woman said that the bag was hers. Unexpectedly, the manager claimed that everything in the house was hers. So the two started fighting over it, and the bag ended up getting torn apart. Just as everyone was blaming the woman, the CEO suddenly returned home.